also, I will say this. I feel like we've had some people come through and complain about how they don't know their members of parliament and they've never seen them. And so when parliament is on recess, what happens? Are you not supposed to report back?
Mm.
And, you know, see how you can help and work, do some work within the constituency. And from some of the WhatsApp messages that we've seen here and the calls that have come through, what's the common word there? What
presence.
Have they said?
People yeah. talking about presence.
Yes.
Alicia says, good morning, Frank and the Duchess. The issue of knowing your MP, I feel sometimes you overstretch it. If you look at the following, number one, size of constituency. Two, work of MPs, work MPs do at parliament. Three, when there is a call for a meeting in our constituencies and MPs in attendance, how many of us actually attend? Even at what level, how many of us attend these meetings? Otherwise, for me, I see my MP and councillor through projects that are being done in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's another interesting way to look at it. And Alicia is from Kalomo.
See, yesterday when we were having this discussion, we're not going to drop any names, but I did give an example of someone who I see. You know, they call for these meetings and people show up. You see them working. We're not name dropping.
This is from Anna Mary says, my MP is probably the most popular on social media but absent in the constituency. I'll not even mention his name. I would just say from
that smile, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyway, we'll leave it there. But you do see that the issue here is obviously presence. You know, people want to see their members of parliament.
There's a message from our Facebook page. Love Mo Matakala says, good morning, Chimerica and Hope the Duchess. As usual, tuned in from Chipote Township of Kalalushi District. Kwacha East UCZ congregation in Kitwe. They don't know him because he's not a member of UCZ. He's well known at the Kitwe East Catholic Church. Henry Chola also sent a message. Says the MP for Kwacha constituency is working very hard to change our constituency. How can a person say that they don't know him? Who voted for him and who's giving them grants and loans? CDF. That was a stage-managed political thing by those who hate the MP, Charles Mulenga. And he said something to that effect, that those who are his opponents are not just from the opposition. Some are also even from the party as well who are trying to discredit him. But let's also remember...
Did you read Mal's message? So Mal says, the Kwacha MP was imposed on us. No one voted for him. We voted for Malanje, and Malanje is our MP. But
and that's another thing we need to remember. We talked about this as well when we're having our meeting yesterday. That's another thing we need to keep in mind, that the current Member of Parliament, Charles Mulenga, came through a by-election. And usually by-elections, if you look at the number of registered voters in a constituency and how many people actually vote, there's always a difference. So by-elections don't always have the same, they don't have a very high number of voters compared to the number of registered voters. So maybe that could be another aspect, that people were busy at the time the by-election was taking place. But
You find that people have moved on. There's a new MP that you're not aware of.
And that's why it's important for us to always participate, even if it's a by-election. It's important for us to participate.
And also, presence is important. Like, you need to go back so people can know you. If there was a by-election, you need to go back and say, okay, I am here. I am the one who's supposed to be working hand-in-hand with you. But if we see a situation like this, then what does it say?
And also, let's take time, interest, to know our members of parliament. Suddenly, if you hope to Duchess, today you need to go and know.
Yes, I do know. But I'm torn between, I think I'm in Munali, because my area, that side, I think I fall under Munali, Chimwika.
You need to confirm that. You need to confirm that. All right, let's get into the news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Economist warns debt and elections may undermine health and education funding in 2026 budget. Zambia set to export 20,000 metric tons of beef worth $200 million next month. Ukraine admits Russia has entered key region. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Economist Dr. Esther Banda has expressed concerns that the 2026 national budget may prioritize debt servicing and election-related expenditure over important sectors such as health and education. Dr. Banda notes that with debt interest payments projected at 146 billion kwacha, including 126 billion kwacha for domestic debt and 21 billion kwacha for external debt servicing, the health and education sectors may not receive sufficient funding. She tells Phoenix News that the significant allocation toward debt servicing may limit government's ability to fund essential sectors. Dr. Banda adds that 2026 being an election year, a substantial amount will be allocated toward voter registration exercises and other election-related costs, further straining the budget. However, she is hopeful that the 12-month extension of the International Monetary Fund IMF extended credit facility will help cushion the shocks and sectors that will be affected.
We understand that we have a tight servicing that we have to do in terms of deficit and debt servicing. So we need to understand that as a country, we get to a point where whatever it is that has to be paid in terms of debt servicing and debt repayment will have to be serviced. And this will bring a lot of pressure in terms of public spending. And we'll begin to see to some extent that the health sector may be neglected, the education sector may be neglected. I also expect to see quite a huge increase being allocated towards the elections.
Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala has announced that Zambia will, by the end of next month, export 20,000 metric tons of beef valued at approximately $200 million. Mr. Kapala says this export initiative is part of government's broader strategy to establish a $1 billion beef industry aimed at diversifying the national economy and reducing reliance on mining. He has explained in an interview with Phoenix News that government aims to leverage Zambia's vast agricultural potential to create a more resilient and prosperous economy. Mr. Kapala has further emphasized that the focus on livestock health is also a critical component of the strategy to build a sustainable and high-value beef sector in Zambia. He adds that to ensure the long-term success of this plan, government is placing a strong emphasis on disease prevention to protect the cattle industry from outbreaks that could hinder its growth and ability to meet export demands.
I'm delighted to inform you that before the end of next month, hopefully, we should be able to start some exports to one of our neighboring countries. As a trial, or any new process at times comes with some challenges. So we are trying to see whether we can achieve this. If it is okay, it runs smoothly, good for the country. The initial export tonnage we are looking at is 20,000 metric tons. That can easily bring in foreign exchange of about $200 million. So remember, the president has emphasized that this is a $1 billion industry.
Development and governance expert Wesley Mianda has condemned the issuance of fake national registration cards, NRCs, to residents in Northern Province as political sabotage. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security recently acknowledged the anomaly and promised to issue valid NRCs. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mianda is calling on the ministry to take full responsibility for the mistake and cover the costs of reissuing valid NRCs to the affected individuals. He's demanding that the correct documents be issued without delay to prevent disenfranchisement. Mr. Mianda has warned that government's failure to uphold transparency and accountability in the process will not go unnoticed, and has emphasized the need for swift action to correct the serious governance failure.
How do OSAN from the National Registration Department manage to give out fake NRC? to members of the public. The appeal is to the government. As wrong as the government does not